With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. It's a warm afternoon on the Chesapeake Bay, with a light breeze and the clouds piled high. And Brooke Landry, a biologist with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, is in a skiff motoring toward Marshy Creek. After weaving between channel markers, she finally reaches a cluster of floating islands of underwater grasses. It's a dense jungle, with seed pods projecting from the surface like clusters of grapes. Hundreds of minnows dart between the leaves and branches, and a Chesapeake stingray glides past. Landry, chair of the Chesapeake Bay Program's Aquatic Vegetation Research Workgroup, reaches down into the forest and pulls up a handful of plants.
The one I've got in my hand right now is Elodea canadensis. It's common in this area. It's a Canadian waterweed. It's a lovely, beautiful plant. The second one I managed to grab was redhead grass. This is Podomagetan perfoliatus. It's different than a lot of the other grasses in the bay because it has these small, maybe 1-inch long leaves that grow alternately all the way up the stalk. And it's just a really beautiful plant.
Underwater grasses are both the best single indicator of the Chesapeake Bay's health and one of its strongest engines of improved water quality. Grasses filter out sediment, produce oxygen, and provide shelter for a galaxy of life forms. After declining sharply in the early 1970s, and then two decades of little improvement, the extent of underwater grasses in the Chesapeake Bay has suddenly more than doubled over the last 5 years, according to data from aerial surveys led by the Virginia Institute of Marine Science. The amount of aquatic vegetation in the bay expanded from 48,000 acres in 2012 to 97,000 acres last year, the largest amount since monitoring began in the 1980s. Now, to be clear, the recovering grass beds are still just a fraction of their historic coverage, which might have been 600,000 acres, and they frequently get buried in mud by major storms, as happened in 2011. But there is no question that the grasses are on an upswing since 2012. What's the cause? For the first time in years, water clarity in the bay has recently been improving and algal blooms declining. The clearer water allows light to penetrate to the bottom, which in turn allows submerged aquatic vegetation, or SAV, to photosynthesize and spread. Landry and leading scientists in Virginia have concluded that the driving forces behind the improvement are legal numeric limits on pollution imposed by EPA in 2010.
Mainly what we are hoping to attribute it to is the total maximum daily load, the pollution diet. So that has restricted the amount of nutrients, the phosphorus, nitrogen, and sediments that go into the water. So all of the Chesapeake Bay states, watershed states, have agreed to reduce their pollutants. And so a lot of best management practices have been put in place. And the water is clearing up as a result. And that's helping the SAV come back.
The twist in the encouraging plot line for the Bay is this. The Trump administration, earlier this year, chose an administrator for EPA, Scott Pruitt, who, as Oklahoma Attorney General, filed a lawsuit to challenge these EPA pollution limits, which were opposed by the farm lobby and developers. The administration is also proposing to eliminate all funding for the Chesapeake Bay program that Landry works with. A bipartisan group of lawmakers from the Bay region is fighting these cuts. Whether they succeed or fail may decide whether the comeback of the Chesapeake's underwater forests continues or sinks. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.